And now this is a dictation for Sylvia, S-Y-L-V-I-A, shut, S-C-H-U-T-T, March 7, 49. Address as a letter to Dr. Scott, S-C-O-T-T, Vogel, V as in Victor, O-G-E-L, 953-5329. Dear Dr. Vogel, follow up from Mrs. Schutt. Chronic kidney disease, hypertension, diabetes, small kidneys, last visit in May. Right shoulder fracture, not a candidate for surgery. She's a right-sided-handed person. She's learning to do things with the left. Denies anti-inflammatory agents. Extensive review system done being, for the most part, negative. Minor hemorrhoids bleeding. Chronic edema, husband helps placing the compressing stockings, medication list review. I will highlight Norvasc, Lasix, HCTC, Losartan, Metoprolol. Cholesterol, triglycerides, and diabetes treatment. She takes also Midodrine, question mark. Blood pressure by nurse high, 169/86, needs to be checked at home, weight is stable 150, no respiratory distress, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no ascites, no tenderness, no edema. The range of motion, the right upper extremity, the site of the fracture is limited. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, November, creatinine 1.2, which is baseline, representing a GFR 45 stage 3, minor low sodium, normal potassium acid base, normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus, malanemia 12.8. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3, stable over time, no progression, underlying hypertension, diabetes, small kidneys, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Blood pressure in the office, not well controlled. She needs to check it at home. There has been no need for EPO treatment, no need for phosphorus binders, no need to change diet for potassium, normal nutrition, calcium, chemistry on a regular basis, come back in 6 months.